Secretary, please call the roll for Senate Transportation and Housing.
Lowenthal?
Here.
McClintock? Ashburn?
Present.
Cedillo? Corbett?
Here.
Harmon?
Here.
Hollingsworth? Kehoe?
Here.
Maldonado? Oropeza?
Here.
Simidian?
Here.
Torlakson?
Here.
Yee?
We have a quorum. We have two bills today, and the first bill will be SB 404. Senator Kehoe, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. SB 404 is a district bill that requires the site of the former Caltrans District 11 headquarters to be used for park purposes. The new Caltrans building is immediately
bill.
Across the street. This is a 40-year-old building, 50-year-old building that is... asbestos-wise and IT-wise, completely out of date. It's currently vacant or in a temporary use. The site is immediately adjacent to Old Town State Park.
Oh, I know
and
this.
Sits atop archaeological structures and cultural resources dating back to the early 1800s. This is the original settlement in San Diego. This has long been envisioned as a new, more pedestrian-safe entryway to Old Town State Park. Furthermore, the preservation and excavation of the site will give us a glimpse into early San Diego history. The bill is co-sponsored by the City of San Diego and Save Our Heritage Organization. It's supported by the City of San Diego, the River Conservancy, and the Archaeological Center. It would be a first step toward adding to the size of Old Town State Park as it is now. It's immediately contiguous. I ask for your high vote.
Witness is in support.
I think our city witness is in another hearing.
Well, what would they say if they were here?
They would, sir.
Ditto.
They would say it's a great idea. They would say that in fall of 2006, the city, Caltrans, Sandag, and myself and the mayor and others stood on the Old Town site and said we're going to put these two parcels together and expand Old Town State Park. So.
That's a wonderful. Okay. Witnesses in opposition.
Help you keep your word.
Yes, you do, members. Mr. Ashburn, thank you
That's
very much.
That's the most compelling argument.
Witnesses in opposition. What would they say?
Witnesses in opposition would say Caltrans, wants a higher value for the property. We're working on that issue now, but we'd like the bill to go forward in a parallel fashion.
Very good. Is there a motion on the bill? Bill's been moved by Senator Oropeza. Any members' discussion? Or have they already had the discussion?
We've had our discussion.
They've had their discussion. They are prepared to vote. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock?
No.
Ashburn?
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Maldonado? Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye.
There's a low rumble going on in the background, but that's only love and support.
10-0. 10-0. 10-0.
That bill has 10 votes. That bill is out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members.
Excellent. Next, Senator Simidian, motor vehicles, electronic wireless communication.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Members, on July 1st of this year, as you know, the hands-free law went into effect. Generally, quite well received, and the level of compliance was quite high. I think, in large measure, thanks to the fact that we had a good outreach effort with DMV and the CHP. The one, all part of the economic development program that I know you support, Senator Ashburn. So. We had one recurring question, however, that occurred in the days and weeks leading up to July the 1st, and that was, what about text messaging? What about text messaging? What about text messaging? How could you have overlooked text messaging?
I have a question to ask you. What about text messaging?
Thank you for the question, Senator Lowenthal. Here's the answer. When I first began the hands-free...
I just want to know if we can get the headset.
That's it. Can you get a license?
There you go. So.
There
you go. So the answer is that in 2001, when the hands-free bill was first introduced, text messaging was not a widespread phenomenon. By 2006, when the bill was actually adopted, text messaging was sort of a 12th hour issue that came up, and ultimately the hard choice I had to make, members, which I think you all understand, is do you grab for one more piece to put in the bill and risk the whole six-year effort, or do you say, let's just leave it and go with what we've got and see if we can get that signed after 6 years? The bill ended up being signed by the governor, took effect a year and a half later. Text messaging has become an even wider spread phenomenon in that time. Also in that time, we have prohibited teenage drivers from text messaging. This bill would simply prohibit text messaging while driving. I have handed out, Mr. Chairman, the long list of members. We have 20 groups in support, none in opposition. We've worked closely with both the CHP and industry folks to make sure that the language is acceptable to them. As I say, 20 groups in support, no opposition, and I would respectfully ask for an aye vote. This is just a little unfinished business from the previous effort.
I'll move the bill. The
bill's been moved by Senator Kehoe.
Mr. Simidian, great job. It's just as easy as the first time.
A little easier, I hope. Thank you. And again, as you'll see from looking at the data I've given you, 90% of the public supports a measure like this, knows that this is unsafe. 57% of the folks who text admit that they do texting while driving, so we got a significant problem out there. Just an effort to try and wrap this up.
Witnesses in support, witnesses in opposition, members of the committee. Senator Yee.
I just have a question. You know, how will the law enforcement enforce this particular law?
We worked carefully on this issue of enforceability with CHP, and that's why the language, and with your committee staff, by the way, so thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. And that's why the language that you see before you specifically refers to the act of manually digitally entering information as opposed to being technology specific, which also gets our friends in the tech world a little anxious when you single out particular technological uses. So rather than talking about mobile service devices or talking about specific kinds of technology, what we've done instead is to use language that CHP feels comfortable that they can enforce it because it describes the activity.
So is there someone from CHP can just kind of talk in real world, in real terms, how does that happen? I mean, if someone... Yeah, you know, how exactly that goes on? Shiny black
cars. Wait, is there anybody here from CHP?
Basically, you ultimately have a record if you are sending a message or receiving.
No, they're talking about, it says, the language specifically talks about a person shall not drive a motor vehicle while using an electronic, a wireless communication device to write, send, or read a text-based communication. And then it describes what that is and what that is not. But CHP felt comfortable with the language.
So if someone is using the phone to access its, let's say, contact list or looks at the calendar, how do you distinguish the different activities?
The bill specifically says that as used in this section, write, send, or read a text-based communication means using electronic wireless communication device to manually communicate with any person using a text-based communication, including but not limited to communications referred to as text message, instant message, or electronic mail.
So someone who's accessing their contact list, they can do that?
That's right.
And if they look at their calendar, that's okay?
That's right, because it goes on to say, for purposes of this section, I'm not saying it's exemplary behavior, but you're asking me a question about what's legal. For purposes of this section, a person shall not be deemed to be writing, reading, or sending a text-based communication if the person reads, selects, or enters a telephone number or name in an electronic wireless communication device for the purpose of making or receiving a cell phone.
Other members wish to ask questions? Senator Kehoe?
No, thank you. I'm Senator Maldonado.
Hi, Senator Maldonado. Welcome to the committee. Anyone, other members, wish to make any comments?
I just commend the author on his diligence and his efforts and his approach. It's not easy. 6 years is a lot of work.
I think you know about that.
Yeah. Very smart of him to take the
difference. Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Well, then what's the point?
That's right.
Anyone else? Would you like to close?
Ask for an aye vote.
Bill has been moved by Senator Kehoe. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock? Ashburn?
No.
Ashburn, no. Cidio?
Aye.
Cidio, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Maldonado? Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Semidian?
Aye.
Semidian, aye. Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Yee? Yee? Okay.
Call the absent members, Mr. Chairman.
Six, seven, eight.
Bill has sufficient votes, has eight votes. You want to call the absent members one more time?
One more time, if you could, please.
All right. McClintock? Hollingsworth? Maldonado? And he's not voting.
That bill has eight votes. That bill is out. This committee is adjourned.
Mr. Chairman, is there any chance we could open the roll on my bill? I think Mr. Maldonado would like to add on.
I don't. We announced the vote.
Oh, they announced the vote. Sorry. Thank you, Abel.
But he has one more opportunity. He has another opportunity.